In Tasmania, it's gardeners at 20 paces. The Gunns Timber Company, which is at the centre of one of the state's most controversial developments, has hired the television gardener Don Burke to be its environmental advisor. Mr. Burke says he's not doing PR for the company or giving unconditional support to its proposed pulp mill. But another former TV gardener and long-time Tasmanian resident is scathing about the appointment. In Hobart, Felicity Ogilvie reports.
Don Burke is best known for his high-rating television garden show, Burke's Backyard. The Tasmanians will get to know him a lot better as the advisor to Gunns' timber company. Gunns has announced it's hired Mr. Burke as an environmental advisor to the board. But Don Burke insists his support for the company's controversial $2 billion proposed pulp mill is not for sale.
No one can ever buy my support in any direct way. They can buy my time as a consultant, but my support would always be conditional upon the right thing being done by the environment or whatever, and for that matter, local people too.
So how long have you supported the pulp mill for? Do you support the pulp mill?
No, only to the extent that if they're going to do, I've gone through all the indications of what they're going to do. If I can play a part in helping them deliver on those things, which is world's best practice, then I would be absolutely over the moon to be part of it, and that's what I've signed up for. If you're trying to imply that there is an unconditional support for what they're doing, you're quite wrong. I'm not built that way.
But another famous gardener isn't convinced. Well-known anti-pulp mill campaigner and former Gardening Australia presenter Peter Cundall says he thinks Don Burke has been hired to do Gunns' PR.
I think that Gunns or the proponents of the mill are desperate for some kind of friendly publicity. So it's only natural that they'll try and attract people of a high profile that will come out and either support them, right, or come across there and be used in conjunction with their names as somebody that's sympathetic to the mill.
Don Burke sent a message of support to a pro-pulp mill rally that was held in Tasmania last year. Peter Cundall retired from his gardening show earlier this year to become a full-time campaigner against the pulp mill.
The difference between Don and I is I live here. I'm in the Tama Valley. That's part of my environment. I'm also not being paid by anyone. I don't belong to any political party and I don't belong to any other group whatsoever. I'm not a member. I'm just a person that lives here that's trying to defend our environment. Don doesn't live here. I think that if Don Burke lived in the Tama Valley, I've got a feeling he'd be alongside me fighting against it.
I love Pete and we're brothers in what we do. I live in this forest I've created, which is a virgin one. If Gunns came to me and said they wanted to put up this exact factory right adjacent to me where I live, I would happily have it. I don't have a problem with it in the world.
Don Burke describes himself as a practical environmentalist and says he has no concerns about taking up a job with Gunns.
Gunns is a very controversial company. Why have you decided to take this position?
What a strange statement you've made. Controversial company. There are controversies about things. I don't know whether... Look, they're just a little cliches, like they don't quite do it for me. They are undertaking production of timber products. The world needs that. For instance, if you look at it this way, there's a whole lot of ways to look at this. If Gunns go ahead with doing what they're saying, it is vastly better practice than what's happening. If you go up to New Guinea and you see they are there raping their forests with world's worst practice, and you look at the polluting of their areas, you look at the gases that are going into the environment and so on, it's disastrous.
But in Tasmania, the pulp mill project has created a lot of controversy.
Oh, yes.
And Gunns is a company that's under constant attack from certain sections of the environmental community.
Oh, yes.
You're an environmentalist.
Absolutely.
Why have you taken up this position?
I'm very much an environmentalist, and I live it, by the way. I don't know how you live. I live in an indigenous forest that I've created myself. I've done this all of my life, and you're now questioning where I stand. I stand with absolute integrity. I published a book on how I live my life. It's a complete open book to everybody.
I'm not asking about your garden, Mr. Burke.
It's not a garden. This is an indigenous forest that I've created.
I'm asking why you decided to take up this position with Gunns.
Yeah, I support environmentalism at every level. We will never be able to save Tasmania or the planet unless we embrace a future where we can build something constructive and creative, I believe in sustainable development.
That's Don Burke, Gunn's new environmental advisor, ending that report from Felicity Ogilvie.